You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat asses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
We must not confuse dissent with disloyalty. We must remember always that accusation is not proof, and that conviction depends upon evidence and due process of law. We will not walk in fear one of another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason if we dig deep in our history and our doctrine. And remember that we are not descended from fearful men, not from men who feared to write, to associate, to speak, and to defend the causes that were for the moment unpopular. We can deny our heritage and our history, but we cannot escape responsibility for the results. We proclaim ourselves, indeed as we are, the defenders of freedom wherever it continues to exist in the world. But we cannot defend freedom abroad by deserting it at home. Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. And good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're ready, because straight from downtown Columbus, Ohio, it is time for Liberation Nation with Deacon John, where America comes to hear the truth.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's third day of July 2020. Don't forget, we're listener supported at freedomslips.com, so head over to our homepage. That's going to be freedomslips.com. Make a donation, and it's the day before the 4th of July, and all the fireworks in my area have been canceled. They won't let you go anywhere. And the Columbus City Mayor, the bitch, has signed. I don't live in the city of Columbus. I live in the county over, rural county, so it doesn't really affect me that much. Signed a thing that executive order, you have to wear a mask in public, and people are like laughing at that. They're not. I don't think people are going to do it. But we've got some interesting information about Tucker Carlson, don't we, Hijacker?
Absolutely, Deacon. We got a game changer. How am I coming through?
Well, you sound great today. Go ahead. Tell us about, update us on Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, so Politico, it is sort of the website or the newsletter of record for any political junkie, right or left. So it's like the go-to Bible, so to speak, of politics. And so they've done an article, Tucker Carlson, 2024, : the GOP is a-buzzin' with the idea that Tucker Carlson will run in 2024. But what the article really is it's a weapon. It's a weapon that they want to use to basically divert any kind of groundswell for Tucker to hook up with Trump and be his next new vice president. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to rake off that energy and say, no, no, set your hopes on 2024. But it's not going to work, Deacon, at all. And so right now, and everybody sees through it. They wouldn't even have put the article out. You can go to political.com and take a look at the article, but they would never even have released it if they knew the backlash, other words, that the weapon didn't work. It did the exact opposite of what the writers intended for the article to do. And so right now, Deacon, as we speak, the phones are going off all over nationwide. The political class are running combinations. Everybody's gaming this thing out, and they're realizing, uh-oh, wait a minute. We're about to see something unusual. Tucker, if he's on the air today, he made his first mistake. But right. I don't think he's going to be on the air. He's gone. He's either going to spend the weekend with President mm-hmm. Trump and Pence in South Dakota at Mount Rushmore, sort of in the back scenes. And the president is going to spend all day out there. So, I mean, you know, President of the United States, you got to realize, you know, he runs off a 10-15 minute schedule. I mean, they got him booked out for everything. And just to throw a whole day away to go see, you know, some statues in a mountain and some fireworks. I don't think so. There's more going on. So either Tucker's going to be there, or Tucker right now is probably on a plane headed to the Eastern Shore for some real big mansion with a rich donor. And it is a holiday weekend. And so all of Tucker's key supporters, key donors, his kitchen cabinet, all the intellectuals that gather around him, is probably 40, 50 of them. They're going to meet in a house this weekend on the Eastern Shore and plot what they need to do to put Tucker on the ticket. Because everybody knows Pence is not going to bring one single vote to President Trump. Not one vote. Pence did have this big old fat diamond encrusted ring called the religious right and the evangelicals. And as soon as he became President Trump's vice president, Trump reached right over, pulled that ring off and says, I'll be taking that. And then did his thing with the Israel and the new cap, Jerusalem being the capital and the Golan Heights. And there's 30, 40 million Zionist Christians. They went head over heels and he put the ring right on. So now what we're looking at, so he's either going to be at Mount Rushmore gaming out with President Trump and Pence and their crew, or he's going to have his own crew on the Eastern Shore at some big get-together on what he needs to do. And I just so happen to know what he needs to do. So this is what they're getting ready to prepare. So me and you, we know who Tucker is. Most people on the station, anybody kind of connected, anybody political, yeah, we know. But there's a big chunk of people that don't know. And so you have the introduction of Tucker to people who maybe don't watch Fox, not familiar with them. By the way, his show is number one. It's huge. It's eclipsed Hannity. So he needs something to come out. He needs the coming out. And yeah. What he needs to write up this Republican blueprint for the 2020s. And in it, he takes all of the best conservative ideas and he puts them in a little red book. I mean, not very big, where you can stick in your pocket. And he basically he rewrites the Republican Party, what they need to do on health care, student loans. You know, there's so many good ideas out there. He just goes down the list. He gathers all the intellectual. He pulls it all together.
Yeah, you call it the conservative pocket manual for the 21st century, and you make it red, white, and blue, and you put stars on it or something like that, you know?
Yeah, there you go. I was saying red because I was playing off Mal's little red book.
Right.
But, you know, no, yeah, you're right. You actually, that's better, Deacon. Make it red, white, and blue. And he puts it in his pocket. And then once he's revealed at the, and of course, Pence is going to have to go along with it. One thing that this does do, Deacon, is that Pence's people, they're taking a look and they're realizing, wait a minute, Tucker, 2024, if he wants it, he can run away with it. I'm not even going to have a shot. So do I make the trade? And more importantly, does Tucker make the trade? I say, instead of getting the nomination in 2020, Tucker makes the trade by saying, okay, Pence, let me be the VP now. 2024, I'll run as your VP. And Pence has got to say to himself, if I don't make this deal and I do got to run up against him in 2024, and all the hell that's basically is going to break loose in the next 4 years, me tied to Trump. Maybe I don't want that. Maybe I'll take Tucker's deal. And Tucker certainly will take the deal, because Tucker's already said that if the Republicans lose, and right now the polls are not looking good. I mean, President Trump really dropped the ball with this whole riding and everything. He really needed a signature moment to where he really clamped down. I'm talking almost like a Kent State, but he never had it. He just turned it over to the governors. So he's getting hurt in the polls. So Tucker knows that if Trump goes down, the Democrats are going to go ahead and make 20, 30 million illegals citizens, give them right to vote, and then it's over. So Tucker's going to go now. If he gets that call to be VP now, he's not going to wait to know 2024. If he's got to make a deal with Pence to be Pence's VP in 2024, he'll probably do that. But the very next thing that you should probably see out of Tucker is he'll come up with his little red book, little red, white, and blue Republican blueprint for the 21st century. Yeah, make it the 21st century. Forget the 2020s. And then they put all the really good ideas in there. I don't care if it's flat tax. I don't know all the stuff that's been floating out because I really don't keep up with the policy angle of politics. I'm more of a hijack, basically. That's what I do. I'm a hijacker. I do get the candidate. And so when Tucker does run, Tucker can do his own commercials. He'll draw the crowds, as many people that showed up for President Trump. And vice presidential candidate Tucker Carlson comes, he'll draw the same crowds. He can raise up his book, his little book. This is the new way. He'll get the millennials. He'll get a chunk of the millennials. He'll probably get a lot of moderate type leftists, especially if they use some populist ideas like a Donald Jeffries. If they Tucker brings in Donald Jeffries, he's got good ideas. He'll bring the women. He's good looking. He'll heal up all of Trump's base. In other words, that monster vote that Trump had, which overwhelmed Hillary, even all that cheating. And then he's also got the capability of pulling from half of the people who didn't even vote in 2016. And two-thirds of them, are white. And he's going to be able to pull his own monster vote. So it's going to be, and then, Deacon, on top of that, Trump has to win by a landslide. Because everybody's gamed this thing out. And you're right. It is going to turn into a shit show. It's not going to matter who wins, whether it's Trump or Biden or whoever Trump has to go up against.
Yeah.
It's going to be lawsuits on both sides. It's going to be meltdown. It's going to go like Supreme Court. It's going to get both sides are going to claim it so they can make Trump illegitimate.
Roberts is going to go to Trump and say, hey, how much are you going to put in my Swiss bank account? I'll be the fifth vote to say you won the election. And by the way, it's probably easier and you could steal more money as Secretary of State than Vice President. You know, if you go out, you do what Hillary Clinton did, you steal your money, you go to Trump and say, hey, Mr. President, I've got this deal. My fee is going to be this percentage. You're going to get this percentage and this and that. And the lawyers will get paid and stuff. And let's do this deal. I think you could steal more money as Secretary of State than Vice President, don't you?
Yeah. As a Secretary of State, Pence will build up a heck of a war chest because he can do it like this. He's looking to line up all of the endorsements. So right out of the blocks in 2024, him and Tucker, with Tucker as his VP, switching over, he will have the whole infrastructure, and the way he will do it, you're right, as Secretary of State. So he goes to a certain foreign corporation or country or whatever, and all he has to do is he doesn't even have to be the bag man of his own campaign stuff. He can just say, like, you know, Pat Robertson's got a business over here or whatever, would be good for a blessing to that evangelical, marketer of the Christian right. And they don't even have to
hand these people. Why do you think these people fight so hard even to be like a local township trust where I'm living at here? I'm in a township county over from Franklin, Columbus, Ohio. If you're a trustee, you make $125,000 a year. You get your office, you get your secretary, you get your fat ass kissed, and you get free health care. Now, that's a little trustee. Why do you think these people want these jobs, man, under Secretary of State for sale? I mean, that's what's going on over here. You know, but I think Pence would be okay being the Secretary of State, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And then when Tucker when the campaign starts with Tucker's little red, white, and blue manifesto or blueprint, Republican blueprint for the 21st century, he can actually run, cut the commercials to where people are at home and they're seeing this young, fresh face, you know, bright eyed, perfect teeth, drop dead gorgeous guy. And he's talking about a new way, new things. And people are going to say, who's running for president? And then this is the moment that I'm looking for. It's when the liberal media go to President Trump and say, what do you say that your vice president is actually more popular than you? And when that happens, when those words come out and that question comes to President Trump, headshot, boom. Trump wins in a landslide. Job done. Hijack complete. Headshot kill. And Trump will win by so much if he picks up Tucker. And they play this strategy that there's not going to be any vote fraud. The other side's not going to be able to say, no, you stole a half dozen states. No. It'll be overwhelming. It'll be overwhelming. Completely overwhelmed. Even much more than the Trump bringing out the monster vote in 2016. And so it won't go to the Supreme Court, won't be contested. The Democrats will just have to take their licks. And it got pulled off. And that's what Tucker
can do.
Think
about the vice presidential debate. I think it's going to be Kamala Harris. As a matter of fact, I noticed today someone had posted, they went and edited her Wikipedia biography and took some stuff out that was unflattering to her, something about her conviction rate and stuff like that. So they're cleaning her up. I think she's going to be the vice president maybe for the stooge, but I'd like to see that debate, Tucker against that Marxist like that.
Yeah. Tones is thinking it's going to be like a celebrity, like an Oprah or something, that we're just going to go full surreal.
Oh, yeah. Well, if they put Biden in, I mean, here, I think they know they can't beat Trump, that he's going to win. But what they want to do is they want the maximum amount of damage and make him look illegitimate. So they're running the stooge Biden. Biden's incompetent. He can't hold public office. So if he gets the nomination, it's either they're going to kill him off or resign, or 25th Amendment if he wins, with Harris being the real president, or they want to put a black woman, and say, America, you're a white racist. You would not vote for Trump or vote for Biden because he had a black woman with him. You're racist, and Trump's a white supremacist, and we're starting a civil war on November 4th. That's what I think. I could be wrong, of course, but that's kind of what I'm thinking.
There is a line of thinking that the hardcore leftists actually do want Trump to win. Lady Horse, she stuck a post in, and I don't ever really catch this guy. In fact, a couple things that I did catch of his, I thought, okay, he's another gatekeeper or whatever, but he was actually pretty good. This Tim Pool, Tim Cast. And so he lays out the theory of the left, that the hardcore left actually do want Trump to win, eke by, so that they get the radicalization and the reaction from the left, and they get their big revolution kicked off. So there is some thinking for that type of strategy. Normally those don't work, but with the hardcore Bernie Sanderites, it might work. It might work. But that's why Trump has no choice. And they all know it in D.C. now. But to pick up Tucker, and then Tucker's big claim to fame it's going to be that little red, white, and blue, you know, blueprint for a Republican blueprint for the 21st century, where all the new ideas go in, and he just hijacks the Republican platform, and out of nowhere we get some really incredible big ideas, so to speak, which the oligarchs, they always seem to constrict. They don't want any changes. And he is the guy that to basically use those ideas. He's going to have to go left on a lot of them, popularism. So it's not going to be like staunch meat and potato type, you know, laissez-faire conservative libertarian thinking. With Tucker, you got a free slate, so to speak, with his little red book, his little red, white, and blue book. And everybody wants to say, well, what qualifies him to be president? Well, Tones is right. Think about it. Ronald Reagan was an actor. Arnold Schwarzenegger was an actor. Trump was an actor. You know, and Tucker, at least he's a serious journalist with a number one show on cable. And then he's going to be the intellectual father of the new Republican Party platform, in which he can go around selling. I mean, think about the pressure that it takes off President Trump, where you got this young guy out there. I mean, it's going to be a sight to see. So, Tucker's either with, I doubt the people in the administration have already woke up to the impact of what this article did, what they thought it was going to do, but it did the exact opposite. I don't think they calculated that. So I'm saying that Tucker's probably, he won't. And normally he works on holidays. Did you know that?
Right.
Like, right. This is supposed to be a holiday. This is supposed to be like a federal holiday. It's not the 4th. Is it like that where you're at? For instance, my wife and son has off.
It just depends. Like, I think Franklin County courts were open half a day. The other smaller counties closed. But 3rd's kind of like a holiday, yeah.
Yeah. Well, normally he works this, so he should be there. If he is, he's making a mistake. He needs to call that meeting and all his people to the Eastern Shore Mansion and then chart this thing out. Everybody start thinking about it and bring all the big firepower on it. So if he was smart, he'd send the plane to me and bring me. But that's never going to happen. So I'm about done with my job anyway. So, but no, it's a game changer.
So you say Trump's over there at Mount Rushmore? Is that what he's doing today?
No, all day tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right. I think
well,
it's all day.
That'll make the Marxist heads explode, won't it? You know,
that'll make
what? They'll explode on that. They'll go knock some statutes over tomorrow, probably, huh?
Well, I think one of the reasons he decided to do it, it's kind of safe because it's an outdoor venue. He can't say that he's spreading the COVID. You know what I mean? And then it's Rushmore. He shows that he's protecting the statutes, the monuments and stuff. So it's one of these things the political strategists come up with. You know, what you need to do on certain. Normally, if this was a normal year, it would be a big firework thing on the mall, you know, in D.C., Deacon. That's what it always is. But because of COVID-19, they said, we're not going to do that. Also, you got all these hardcore protesters. They want to start fights. They want the big rally to attack. And it's just going to be kind of really hard. Like out in the middle of nowhere in South Dakota. So good luck getting your crew there, Antifa. That's how you got to put people on planes, and you can't even bus them in. You got to fly them in and then bus them in. And meanwhile, it's the South Dakota governor, the only governor I think that didn't shut down. She's deployed her state troopers, so ain't nobody going to get through. So it's pretty safe photo op deal to do.
Well, you know, this whole thing is fluid. It changes from day to day, but I don't know. Do you think, and we talked about this, do you think Trump is letting people blow things up, the Marxists and the blacks, on purpose to wake people up? Or do you think he doesn't have the power to stop it? And he's been taken, the keys have been taken away on that, the military.
You know, Deacon, all bets are off on like everything. And you would think that the left is actually working, so that he does have a landslide. But there is something to the polls, to where people see that he was a weakness in it. And so it didn't actually flip completely in his favor. And then even on the polls, you don't even know. You know, some people are saying Biden's got anywhere from a 12 to a 20 point lead. It's just nonsense. Nonsense. So you don't even.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah, yeah. You don't even know. But what one thing that we do know is that Trump does have to win by a landslide. He can only get that through a Tucker Carlson vice president run with his little red, white, and blue book. That he can do. Tucker will, he will pull his weight. Unlike Pence, Tucker will get a lot of votes. And he'll get a lot of votes of the people who haven't voted before. Because they're going to see this young guy and they're going to say, wait a minute, this kid, once we're done with Trump, this guy's going to be the next, and he's talking real Trumpism without all the baggage of President Trump. So it's like you got like a young, genuine Trump-like figure.
I was going to say, yeah, he's like Trump, but I don't know, Trump's pretty shrewd and intelligent, but I'm just saying, Tucker Carlson is a lot more polished and a lot more intellectual firepower than Trump does. I think Trump gets himself in trouble because he yells and screams at people behind closed doors and they don't like that. That's why all these people, even the Republican generals after they retire, are stabbing them, because he's probably yelling, scream at them in the White House and call them names and incompetent and stuff like that. And, you know, you might be able to run Trump Tower, your Trump properties like that, but you can't go up in there and call Mattis, say Mattis is not a real Marine. That's, you can't do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we'll be right back. We're going to go into Tucker Carlson. I got his biography pulled up here. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
That's right.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
This is David Dunja from Shiny Side Out. You're listening to Revolution Radio. And now we return you to Liberation Nation with Deacon John.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget, we are listener supported at freedomslips.com. So if you head over to our homepage, that's freedomslips.com. Make a donation. We appreciate that. And Tucker Carlson was born May 16th, 1969, so that makes him, 8 years younger. So he's like 51 years old. They call him a paleoconservative. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean. But we got Joe Tones on, too. And Hijacker, where's he from? California? Did he grow up? He's from money, isn't he? Yeah. San Francisco, California. Elder son of Richard Warner Carlson, a former Gonzo reporter, became director of The Voice of America, president of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and U.S. ambassador to the Seychelles. So his old man has got a nice pedigree there. I bet you, hey, Hijacker, Tucker's working for the White Hats. He's CIA.
Yeah, he's on our side. He's blue blood. No question about it. Yeah. He's blue blood. California, I think he grew up like, what's one of these iconic places in California? Like Ventura Beach. It's like, you know, he was a surfer boy and, you know, in fact, his dad is one of the heirs of the Schwinn's frozen food group. The Swanson's. Yeah. So, he comes from money. All right, so...
Yeah, 79. His parents got divorced in 76 when he was, like, I don't know, young. Carlson's father married divorcee Patricia Caroline Swanson, an heiress to the Swanson Enterprises, TV dinners, right? Swanson is the daughter of Gilbert Carl Swanson, a niece of Senator William Fulbright. So, look, man, this dude here, he's been bred. He went to the private schools, right?
Yep. He's got all that. He's an off-the-shelf turnkey in real estate. It's a turnkey operation. No baggage, right family, right daughters, right age, good looking, trophy wife, no scandals, maybe a couple of off statements early, maybe in college days he danced naked on a bar, he got drunk. You know, something like that. There might be something like that. Outside of that, nothing else. But Tones, he thinks he's got a counter to my operation here. Go ahead, Tones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, first off, listening audience, you must congratulate Jacker on another political atomic that went viral. You don't think that people have influence. You have no idea where these things come from and start from. So... what if, and you just took it out of my...
Yeah, ideas have power. That's the one secret I've known for a long time. My uncle actually taught me that ideas have power. It doesn't matter where it comes from. There are people that watch. They always look for new ideas, new concepts, new strategies. Right. And once it's out, it has a life of its own. Yeah, go ahead, Tones.
Yeah, no, that's all I've been doing is thinking about taglines since the atomic came out. You know, well, and that's what we are. This is the home of weaponized talk radio. And the only currency we traffic in is information. We are your voice. Our voices are the architects of the future. And if you're not ahead of the curve, then you're behind it. So, and believe me, you didn't find us by mistake. You were meant to be here. That's for sure. So take your Tucker thing, right? And let's just point out a couple things real quick here. Because first off, I don't have a dog in the race. I can care less about political stuff. I just enjoy the action, right? That's so you create the excitement, I'll jump in, sure. But I personally don't have a dog in the race, can care less. What Trump has done is shown that this entire generation, you don't need one shred of political experience to become the president of the United States. Okay?
So, that's right. Trump proved that. He proved that.
That's it.
Right.
It's proved, right? So it's proved. So if Tucker isn't a plant for the left, I mean, think about that. What if it was a weapon, a plant for the left to perfectly put the pressure that's needed on Trump, saying, look, we got our guy ready lined up. So you're either on board or this is what's coming in. And, you know, so, but Pence at Secretary of State, man, that's a little scary. To throw your atomic off. Now, Biden's party knows. They say, let's not talk. Don't talk right now. We're going to sit back. We're going to watch everything fall apart and crumble. Don't say a word. That's their strategy right now. Quiet as possible. Let's see where everything. But they're going to make a mistake. They're making a mistake, especially if the right's pushing for Tucker now. They will need an atomic like an Oprah Winfrey or a Will Smith or a LeBron James or even a Tom Hanks. They're going to need it. No. All these actors that run for president, they make it. I think, with the exception of that one guy who's but still he's in Congress or whatever. But all these guys, they make it. These people make it. So that, I mean, Trump's shown you don't need any experience. You can get a Will Smith, come walk right in the door, and then you're in trouble. Oprah Winfrey, she's got the African American vote, she's got the female vote behind her, and then she's got the people who hate Trump, and then you're in trouble. So be careful what you wish for with your Tucker, because the right could absolutely play one of these cards.
Yeah, and that's the next big question, is when you actually use Tucker. Do you wait for the convention and try to keep it a secret and let the Democrats go first and put together their skeletoid ticket?
He's not beating Will Smith that just decides he wants to run for president. He's not.
Oh, no, there's a lot of things about Will Smith. You got to check out this guy, Pocket in the Future or something.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Really, really bad.
Well, you know what I'm saying. You know.
Here's the thing. Right. What he's saying is, do they want socialism? Do they want someone who cares, someone who's a minority, half minority, or white Marxist or whatever? Or are they going to go with someone like Reagan, Trump, God forbid, Bush? I mean, he was a two-term president, but someone like, are they going to go with the white male? You know what I'm saying? Are they going to want the minority in there, whatever you say, you know?
Well, no, this is how he'll be introduced. President Trump will say, you know, Americans, I've heard you. I know the Republican Party has to change. And for you millennials out there, which is about 86 million of them, for you millennials out there, I've heard your voice. And I'm giving you as one of your own. I introduced you, Tucker Carlson. There you go, millennials. He's going to remake the party. And he's going to come out with his little book, his little red, white, and blue book.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll go right. And Tucker's job is to remake the Republican Party and go right for the millennials.
And so this is a contract, between three-way contract between Trump, Pence, Tucker Carlson, and Republican leaders, the heavyweights who are pulling the price, some senators and some, you got the ones that own all the oil companies or whatever going to pay for it, right? So they have to have, this is like a written contract or almost a secret contract. They would have to do that. And then what's Pence's price? What's Pence going to get paid off as secretary? How much is he going to get out of that? You know what I'm saying?
He gets the nomination in 2024 with Tucker as his VP. That would have to be the deal. And then he would gladly be acting Secretary of State and then become Secretary of State. That would have to be the deal. He's going to have to go along with it. You can't have, you know, in my old days, I'd tell Tucker, look, grab a motorcycle, ride up to that semi, open that door up, bust Pence's knuckles, throw him right out of the driver's seat, take over, damn downshift, man. Let's go. They hijacked the whole semi, whole campaign. But those days are over. It would be too, an open dethroning or coup like that would be too bloody internally for the Republican Party. So Pence has got to go along with it. But I think he will. I think he sees the strategy. And Secretary of State is no little power position. You're talking about more FaceTime whenever you want than the President of the United States even. I mean, you know, think about Pompeo or Hillary. Whenever they want to exert something, they can from that perch, that position. So it's like a co-president, except
your it's president. What that position has evolved into, from Condoleezza to Hillary to Pompeo.
Yeah, Pompeo, right.
Yeah, I mean, that is the deep state. That is who they're playing against. So putting Pence, sliding him right into that, you bet he's going to be happy about being able to control things from behind the scenes while the puppets are out in front. Oh,
they'll take Pence as Secretary of State. They'll do that.
Gladly take that. Yeah, he'll gladly take that because he's failed with this coronavirus task force. He hasn't won on the coronavirus. Trump put him in charge of that's a failure. That's not a win for him. He can't be judged on his sidecar, vice presidency here, based off him attacking this task force. If that's the case, he's done.
Yeah, right. Right. So, you millennials, I've heard you, and I'm giving you one of your own. And, that would be fantastic. And then the other big thing that's happened, everybody's gaming out, is this Galena. Help me out with her name. These names, I get them all flipped in my head.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Maxwell, right.
The Jew pimp madam.
Right. So she says now, the scuttlebutt is that she's going to talk. She's already agreed through her lawyer. She's going to turn state's evidence. A lot of big names. And her lawyer said she has a bigger name than any of the names that you've heard up to now. Well, who's the biggest name that we heard? It was Bill Clinton, 27 times. Right. So think about Ghislaine. Think about Mrs. Maxwell here. The FBI knew where she was at the whole time. They admitted in the press conference after they arrested her that they had been watching her for months and they knew where she was at. So the deep state, because she's a deep state operative, they could have killed her if they wanted to kill her. They could have killed her anytime they wanted, but they didn't do it. Or they could have just said, you know what, we're going to wait to prosecute until after this election cycle, and then we'll go get her, and then we'll, you know, do the trials or whatever we're going to do. But they didn't. They hit her now. And now she's saying there's a bigger name.
Right.
So I think what Galena Maxwell is she's going to implicate President Trump. She's going to say, we palled around from 94 to 97, exactly during the period of time that Trump and Epstein were powering around, tons of photographs. And so I think
Melania was a high level escort, right? She worked with that agency that was associated or managed by Epstein.
That's so, right. Maxwell introduced. So it looks like what she is, she's a high level political assassin by the deep state to finish off Trump with.
Wow.
Right. This is the other combination. If Trump does, and some people say that Trump may walk away from this whole thing soon, that he may not actually run. If he thinks he's going to either lose in a landslide or a massive scandal is going to come up. They got his niece's book closeted for right now. I don't know what she's going to say. But if he knows that, so think about this. The Republican convention happens at the end of August. Pence takes over. Trump steps aside. Who is Pence going to pick? Probably not Tucker. It would be smart if he did, but probably not. He would probably pick that. That reptilian chick got moved out of the South Carolina governorship. So
Nikki Trump Haley.
Yeah, Haley. Yeah. So Trump could make McMaster governor of South Carolina. Moved her up there to UN or whatever. So
if he doesn't pick Tucker as a running mate, it's a strategical failure for him. By having him as a running mate, he guarantees that he doesn't run against him. You see,
that's true. And then the other thing is, is Tucker is a Christian. He makes no bones about it that he believes in Jesus Christ. He'll come right out and tell you.
So, when have you seen a vice president break off during a presidency and, you know what, say, you know what, I'm not crazy about the president. I'm going to run against him.
Well, no, we wouldn't do that. So exactly. Here's the other combination. If he
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right. If he didn't pick Tucker, once all the delegates are freed up because Trump doesn't want to run, that opens up to a broker convention. Who's to say that Tucker has not got enough juice right now the way he could actually pick up the nomination? And so Pence would think about that and say, look, why fracture and split the party?
Maybe well, I will. Pence can get a taste too right now, depending upon when she drops this information. If he drops it now and they could bring him down with a couple months to go, Pence gets a little taste and then Tucker could run against him.
Yeah. The combination, I'm telling you, the phones in Washington, D.C., among the political class nationwide, they are lit up. They're lit up. Everybody's running the combinations. So, yeah, absolutely.
Hijacker, here's the other thing that Pence has got leverage against Trump. And I give this credit to Jerome Corsi because he's been talking about this 25th Amendment. For them to get that, you know, to have critical mass to get that to work, the 25th Amendment against Trump, they got to convince Pence. So Pence may have a little bit of leverage against Trump here too. You know what I'm saying? In his back pocket with that.
Yeah, but that would be a death knell for Pence. That would be the height of betrayal. And he would never get any of the Trump support. They would consider him like a Judas, literally a Judas. Cause some of these people, you know, President Trump is like, he's like the Messiah. I mean, he's like, I mean, they're
something. You know, I voted for Trump. I'm going to vote for him again. I support him and everything. But these people that are like worship him like a Messiah, make America great, Twitter, all this nonsense and QAnon. I'm like, I throw up when I listen to that stuff. I mean, come on, people. Yeah, vote for him. But don't. They're making him bigger than Jesus with this make America great and Twitter and QAnon crap.
Yeah. And then once Tucker, his star detonates and he comes out with his little book, Republican Blueprint for the 21st Century, he's going to take on the messianic type figure, and he'll have the same kind of cult type following. You can't help it. It's human nature. Something about us. We seem to gravitate to stuff like that. I mean, you and I and Tones don't, but we're not like the masses. There's something about people. They got to have these idols and these people on pedestals and stuff. So
where are the Kabbalistic Shabbat Lubavitch boys? Who are they throwing up again? Who are they throwing in with? Where's their money? Mnuchin and Netanyahu and the son-in-law Kushner. Where are they at with all this?
They're having their own little council meeting right now, and they're talking about Tucker and what the Jewish Zionists are doing. They're going to say, is this white boy going to backstab us? Let's say Trump gets a heart attack. And we got Tucker. And what do we have on him? And if we don't have anything on him, what does he know? Will he go against us? Does he know how things work? And they're going to go down a box. And they're going to say, you know what? He's a really smart guy. He's too smart not to work with us. So, and he's smart enough not to get off the narrative, too far off the narrative, like President Trump. So they will take a chance. They'll say, yeah. He will prevent a civil war. He'll make sure it's a landslide. We'll be set. And then we'll just keep on using Trump to get the third temple, probably, in Israel. I mean, because Trump is a super Zionist.
They cannot let a naked Marxist like Kamala Harris get anywhere near the presidency or anything like that. The Kabbalistic Jews over there, the traditional Jews, right? I mean, that would be a death sentence for them.
Yeah, the leftists are coming, and they are overwhelming the last bulwark against the hardcore left, and that's sort of the Joe Biden, blue dog Democrat type of conservative. It's over. It's all OC's party. After this election, it's going to be all OTC or whatever her name is, and, you know, Harris, and, you know, there's other hardcore socialist leftist. Really what they are is communist, but yeah, no, the whole party is going to give way. Bernie Sanders will go down as the godfather. you know, like being enshrined. And then the party's all theirs. And the last remaining moderates of the Democratic Party will be gone after this election, no matter which way it happens. Even if Biden wins, what's Biden going to staff all of the – all he's got to pick from of his staff?
Comrade.
That's right. That's right.
You know.
And then you got people like Zuckerberg, and he's actually starting to turn right. He's saying, well, wait a minute, you want all my money? That's right, we do. In fact, that Facebook platform, you didn't earn that. You didn't build that. What are you doing with $100 billion? So, yeah.
I don't know, Joe. What do you think about all this? Are we crazy or what?
No, man. Look, 7 minutes to go, and I'm just – it's beyond me how I'm talking to folks back east, and Jersey's beaches are open and California's are not. And this golden boy, Gavin, who is supposed to be the left's, golden boy, groomed, perfectly groomed for 2020 or 2024, is really losing his group and his steam out here. So it's just amazing to me how the left is playing this so quietly right now and waiting from the wings just to see if everything's going to fall apart. And they're not aggressive. And I think every day that goes by is a plus. Is a plus in Trump's camp.
Here's another thing, Tone. Speaking of California, since Tucker was born and raised in California, now I don't know what the numbers are. They would know. But through technology now on the computer, they can find every vote that would possibly go for Tucker in California.
So 100%. Oh, yeah.
Is it possible that Tucker can bring his home state along, which means it's over. It's a landslide.
Cambridge Analytica, just from the last election alone, and there's a good movie on Netflix, I think it was, about that and how they how they influenced all of the election with the data that they had, and that data is still relevant. All that data for the past four elections or what have you is all still relevant. Those people are still alive.
And that's right. And you would have so much voter fraud in California with the illegals and all the votes that would be thrown out. The Supreme Court could actually step in there and say, no, California, all of these votes of these illegals, after we've been picking through it all, Trump and Carlson, they won California. Sorry about that. And the Supreme Court is majority Republican. So they could get in there because there would be a massive fraud in California.
I mean, we talked about it on the High Council a couple of weeks back about the Black Arrow. If Trump's got to do one more big thing, and that might be another stimulus coming out in a couple of weeks, but he's got to do another big thing coming up real soon, whether it's protection or something or this or that or influence or whatever it is. His group needs a big move, and right after that big move, and when the popularity starts to spike up there, when it starts to hit that crescendo, that's when you build the sons and daughters of the revolution.com or the sons and daughters for Trump.com. And you get, like we talked about, you get everyone ahead of time before the election, months ahead of time, to come out and sign up, because these people are proud people of their voting rights for Trump. They're outspoken. You sign them up. They're out there. He's got his army ahead of time. You see the popular vote ahead of time, and there it is. So he could build that ahead of time, or he could also find out how far he is behind and what he needs and how much of the middle vote he's going to need. And they'll know who they're going to need to help him get over that hump.
Right. And exactly in what swing states and districts where they need the votes, where they can really concentrate all their firepower. But you're right, Tones. In other words, what he's saying, Deacon, he's saying before the actual election, Trump campaign, through Operation Black Arrow, you're not going to give it the Tones.
Yeah.
This is his deal. He says, basically, you get the people to commit and sign up through various websites electronically that you're going to vote for Trump. And so you already got a running database of people that are already signed up, and you make that a major focus of your campaign. You know, don't wait to vote on election day. The campaign can say, no, we need to know who's going to vote for us now, and run an Operation Black Arrow. It comes from the Hobbit thing, or not the Hobbit. Yeah, it's the Hobbit, where the Black Arrow was the thing that brought down the dragon. So before they can actually rip the election off, you already got all these votes, and you already know going into election night we already got this thing. It's already done. The only thing the Democrats can do is like openly steal it. We got all the signatures, all these districts. So,
yeah, you win the election way before the election, basically.
And you can do that with technology now. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's got to be a way, a digital notary where you have same thing like some kind of blockchain technology, or you're taking a picture of yourself while you're signing it or holding up a paper. So nobody can, there's got to be a way that there's absolutely zero way to fake the number of votes, to fake who's in the armada, to fake the massive army that you're building. The issue is the millennials and the youth of this country right now who can easily take a swing vote with their numbers. If someone emerged from the darkness, someone that you never expected, and I don't know if Tucker's there yet, if they, but I'm the left side could easily swing somebody. So if they don't act on something like this now and know who's ahead of time with a couple months to go, there could be some kind of pop up at any day during this week, any coming up, we can get some report about Biden. Just he's ill. He's taken ill. Nobody's heard from him.
Right before we close out, so Republican Party, if you got any honor, you want me to get a bag of money to me. Deacon's a lawyer, and Tones is an IT guy. Both of them have a trust, so either one you can give the bag of money, and they'll get it to me. Just if you got the honor, so just to put that out there. Oh, by the way, Tones, you design telephone systems, IT networking. Why don't you put out there a little advertisement for what you do?
No, I would just like to say that, you know, there are many architects in the background that are white hats that see the atomics that go on, and the universe is an antenna that's constantly listening to us, and the speed of thought is for real, folks. We can manifest these things very quickly in this dimension, in this third dimension. So don't think you don't have the power with your voice on these platforms, because it happens, and it happens quickly. So happy 4th of July, guys, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Same to you.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't worry too much about Newsom, though, hijacker, because Trump set what's his name out there, the preacher from Arkansas, what's his name? His daughter was Huckabee. The press secretary. Huckabee. He went out there and told Newsom, look, son, you can't be president because you got a Chinese dick in your ass right now.
Hey, I forgot.
He won't be president. He's screwing the Chinese like that. He's our butt boy. But anyway, hey, everyone, happy 4th of July. Have a good time. Thank you, Tones. Thank you, Hijacker. And rock and roll. Say goodbye.
Yeah. God bless everybody.
All right. Later.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.